on the panel, RNZ National. This afternoon, I'm with Marty Stevens, Associate Professor in Law at Victoria University Wellington and comedian originally from Dublin and now based in New Zealand, Alan McElroy. I found this a really, really interesting story. I thought I'd I want to bring it up. There's been a really interesting argument in the quest to have Peter Ellis' conviction appeal continue after his death. Peter Ellis died in September. At the time, he'd been fighting to clear his name 26 years after he was convicted of sex offences against children at the Christchurch Civic Creche. Now, the Supreme Court are now considering whether there are special circumstances to continue the appeal, which normally stop after death. But Justice Joe Williams has suggested that actually, rather than looking at cases from other countries where appeals have continued after death, there could be an entirely new rule based on tikanga Māori. He says the current rule is very Western and, to quote, in a tikanga context, an ancestor has an even more reputation to protect. There's more tapu, more mana to protect after death. So I thought this is a very interesting, perhaps a solution in a very New Zealand way of looking at law. And Mahamadi, this is a very much a particular area of yours. What's your view on that?
Oh, it was great when I saw the article in the news yesterday. I thought this is excellent. It's very much Justice Joe Williams following up on a speech he gave a few years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago, where he articulated the vision of Lex Aotearoa. So this idea that our law is formed by more than one thread, right? We don't just inherit those things of the kind of English common law and the Westminster system. We also inherited what Māori and, you know, kupe, he calls it kupe's law and Cook's law. You know, these two threads go towards making up today's society, even if one of those threads is not very obvious to the rest, to many of us. So this idea that it need not be a scary one, right? So I was amused by the headline in the paper which talked about a legal curveball being thrown at the court. It's not really a legal curveball. It's a different lens of looking at the law that exists in this landscape. There's more than one kind of law, and I often say this to first-year students. You know, there's more than one law that is relevant in this country. That's very difficult for many people to conceptualise of because they're used to, well, if it comes out of Parliament, it's a law. If it comes out of the courts, it's a law. But actually, there's a lot of other stuff. And tikanga provides for a lot of that other stuff that goes on an everyday basis. We just don't necessarily
very,
know that.
Very interesting item. A bit odd to be using tikanga Māori precedent for a Pākehā.
Oh, well, then you'd have to say that tikanga Māori has never been relevant in any kind of national law. Of course it has been. So I think that makes it kind of interesting, but it wouldn't be precedented. I mean, our family group conference system, for example, has at the heart of that some tikanga Māori-based thinking. We've got lots of little bits and pieces of our law, and Justice Joe articulated this in his speech a few years back, where we can all be influenced on a national basis by Māori concepts that are at the bottom of or in the heart of our law, so our national law. So that might seem like it's an odd thing, but in actual fact, we are not bound just by simple ideas like case precedent. We are not bound by overseas courts. We do have the opportunity to craft something that is more reflective of who we are as a nation.
Really thoughtful way to end the week.